Pittsburgh Pirates lost to the Milwaukee Brewers last night in Milwaukee by a final score of 4-3. It's the Bucks and the Brew Crew again today in Milwaukee. And Zach Thompson is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. The Brewers are in first place in the NL Central. The Pirates are in fourth place overall. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it's the Tigers and the White Sox, the Phillies and the Cardinals, the Twins and the Rangers and the Angels and the Orioles. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-3. It was the Rockies over the Diamondbacks 6-5, and the Mariners over the Blue Jays by a score of 5-2. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were elected Friday to start in the July 19th All-Star Game, along with Mookie Betts and Trey Turner of the host L.A. Dodgers. Toronto catcher Alejandro Kirk and Miami second baseman Jazz Chisholm Jr. were voted in to start as first-time All-Stars. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees and Ronald Acuna Jr. of the World Series champion Atlanta Braves were elected in the first round of balloting. Meantime, baseball legends Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera will each be part of their respective rosters for the All-Star Game. They were appointed by Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. That's part of a new agreement with the Players Union. Pujols, 42, is the oldest active player in the major leagues. Slovakian forward Jurhej Slafkovský, the MVP of the 2022 Winter Games, was the number one overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft. Also among the top five selections, Simon Nemec, Logan Cooley, Shane Wright, and Cutter Gauthier. The Montreal Canadiens hosted the draft at the Bell Center. They used the number one overall pick on Slafkovský. Cheers erupted from the crowd yesterday when the Los Angeles Kings announced they were taking Jack Hughes with the 51st pick. There was joy among the Montreal Canadiens because Hughes is the son of the team's general manager, Kent Hughes. He greeted his child on the draft floor, gave him a hug and congratulations before the 18-year-old prospect could even put on an LA Kings jersey and hat. And Elena Rybakina made history as Kazakhstan's first Grand Slam winner with a Wimbledon singles final victory today in London over a Tunisian, Ons Jabeur. The Moscow resident switched from the Russian to Kazakhstan Tennis Federation in 2018. She was allowed to play in the tournament despite the organizers' ban on Russian and Belarusian players due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Pittsburgh's weather.
And here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, 60. Sunny on Sunday, 84. Monday, sunny, 89. Tuesday, hot, sunny, high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Beaver County, 74 in Butler, 82 outside our weather window and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 79 degrees at WRCT. From Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website jaythurbershow.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. The January 6th committee hears today from a highly sought-after witness.
It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep in an election year.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who defended former President Donald Trump during his 2020 impeachment trial, sits down for a closed-door transcribed interview by the committee. Cipollone was at the heart of last week's testimony from White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who said Cipollone was concerned Trump could face criminal charges if he joined protesters at the Capitol.
Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, please make sure we don't go up to the Capitol, Cassidy. In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
The testimony could pave the way for an investigation into whether Trump tried to obstruct or conspire against the government. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump expressed concern the testimony could undermine the relationship between future presidents and their White House counsel. Meanwhile, the committee's next hearing is Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m., followed by a primetime hearing next Thursday. The Treasury Department has been asked to investigate IRS audits of former FBI Director James Comey and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who are both critics of President Trump. Several lawmakers said it's difficult to believe the audits were coincidental, but the IRS said it's untrue to suggest they were politically motivated. House Democrats are inviting the CEOs of three gun manufacturers to testify in a July 20th hearing in the wake of a mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. There's increasing pressure on lawmakers to do more on gun safety. However, the prospects for another deal appear unlikely. President Joe Biden honored late Senator John McCain with the Medal of Freedom, noting his close relationship with the Republican.
We ran against each other, which I didn't like, on tickets to the highest office in the land. I was the candidate for vice president. He was the candidate for president. I never stopped admiring John, never said a negative thing about him in my life, because I knew his honor, his courage, and his commitment. That was John McCain.
16 other recipients included gun violence survivor, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, and Sandra Lindsay, the first American to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Boris Johnson stepped down as leader of Britain's Conservative Party on Thursday, but will remain prime minister until the party chooses a new leader.
I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
The resignation comes after dozens of his cabinet members quit, saying they could no longer serve under his leadership. In election news, Ballotpedia research shows there are 28% more contested primaries this year than in 2020. These are primaries with more candidates than available nominations. The number of Democratic primaries rose in 11 states and decreased in 15. On the Republican side, primaries increased in 27 states and decreased in 3. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Radio. Million Dollar Weekend.
Slipping away. Sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream. Sitting on a pillow. This is the night.
Celebrity ball, satin and lace, is a little pillow, didn't find time to call. dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music.
Three Dog Night with Celebrate getting us started here in the 2 o'clock hour. Doug Hirth used to call this the gun lap hour because it was the last hour of the show. 2:06, much more music time. Thank you for spending some of your Saturday afternoon with me, Jay Thurber. I hope you have a safe and happy weekend. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock to most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network for Eric O'Brien and Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. That's coming up at 3 on Saturdays on 88.3 WR. RCT and Tube City Online Radio. And then at 5 o'clock, well, the simulcast ends. We go our separate ways on 88.3 WRCT. It's Chop Shop with Dan Strange, and then it's Radio Free Radio with Steve on Tube City Online Radio. It's the Kirsten and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour. So lots of good listening coming your way, no matter how you listen to Radio 9.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant, comes in part from donations from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes in, well, in White Oak and in Portview and in McKeesport, as well as Design Monuments, and contributions from Finney Family Funeral Homes in Clareton, Javosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, as well as donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening, here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
And now, as a sustaining feature on the Radio 9 program with Jay Thurber, we present the radio calendar for today, July 9th, 2022. The Pittsburgh Savoyards are presenting Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest. Join them for the wit and intrigue of Oscar Wilde's most enduringly popular play. Performances Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, July 15th, 16th, and 17th. And that continues Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 30th at the Savoyards Studio Theater, 523 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. For more information, PittsburghSavoyards.org. Presenting The Importance of Being Earnest, The Jim Varney Story. At Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown, it's Paige Thompson and Pages of Time, now through July 31st, featuring her newest close-up presentation. The performance creates intimate theater where audience participation and interaction make the production perplexing. Paige Thompson at Liberty Magic, now through July 31st. For more information, trustarts.org. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is hosting a summer gallery crawl in the Cultural District Friday, July 22nd from 5:30 to 10. And that includes shows at Space Gallery, 707 Gallery, and 820 Liberty. For more information about the Summer Gallery Crawl in the Cultural District, trustarts.org. The Cranberry Artist Network is presenting the Martinis with Monet Art Expo. That's an art show featuring Pittsburgh area artists. That is a juried exhibition, meaning it's judged. The show opening is July 13th. The exhibit continues through August 25th at the Cranberry Township Municipal Building. For more information, cranberryartistnetwork.com. Pittsburgh City Parks presenting Cinema in the Park, which is a good place to have cinema in the park. Would be in the parks. That's at Flagstaff Hill on Wednesdays, Shenley Plaza on Sundays, and Arsenal Parks on Fridays. For more information, pittsburghpa.gov/events. And Fiber Art International is being presented by the Brewhouse Association and the Society for Contemporary Craft now through August 20th. For more information, fiberartinternational.org. See if I have one. I thought I had one more thing here, but I guess I don't. And if you or your organization have something on your mind that you'd like to get on to the radio calendar, email radio-calendar@wrct.org. Please send those announcements at least 2 weeks in advance, and they must be for nonprofit organizations. The radio calendar, a copyrighted feature of this radio station, and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the commissioner of the National League.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Berger!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Tune in and turn on.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are. No matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. They're there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough
to keep me from getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free. I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day,
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. These are the Beach Boys.
Well, since you put me down, I've been off doing in my head. I can
sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow at Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in suburbia. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
That, of course, Dean Friedman here on Radio 9. At 2:22 chime time with Jay Thurber. New music coming your way from... let me see. Who haven't we heard from today? How about, have we heard from Panic at the Disco? I don't think we've heard from Panic at the Disco, so let's get some new music on the air from them. Otherwise, it's you, me, and the oldies, as usual here on Saturday afternoons. Don't forget, we're taking your requests for a little while longer. Jay Thurber Show on Facebook and Twitter, and we will open up the phone lines in a couple of minutes at 385-7450. What else? Let me see here. We've talked about the refugee crisis, but have we talked about caregiver assistance? You get their prescriptions, you make their lunch, you call the doctor, you try to give them every minute you possibly can. But if you're caring for a loved one, do you ever try to take a minute to care for yourself? When you help a care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure that they are safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. And the AARP can help. You can find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 83. Cloudy overnight, low of 60. Sunny on Sunday, 84. Mostly clear Sunday night, 62. Sunny Monday, 89. Tuesday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Sunny and hot, high 90. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 84 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler, 81 right now in Washington. It's 80 and overcast outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 83 at WRCT with new music from Panic at the Disco. Music from Panic at the Disco on Radio 9.
For those who say job and you spent, the best gift in life are free. Gets to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
More music.
Wonderful weekend.
The Civil War was near when quite accidentally a hero who sneezed abruptly seized retreat and reversed it to victory. His Medal of Honor pleased and thrilled his proud little family group. While pinning it on, some blood was spilled, and so it was planned he'd command F Troop, where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a lickin', where pale face and red skin both turn chicken. When drilling and fighting get them down, they know their morale can't droop, as long as they all relax in town before they resume with a bang and a boom. F Troop!
All right, thought I'd play that in honor of Larry Storch, who played Corporal Agarn on F Troop. If you haven't heard by now, Larry Storch passed away yesterday at the age of 99. I believe he is the last of the original cast members from that show. We lost Forrest Tucker, obviously, some time ago, and Ken Berry a few years ago. Ken Berry was 2018. Well, the time seems to run together for me these days, just as my brain runs slowly out of my ears. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for listening. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30, and this is Stevie Wonder.
Said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed.
a romance in our hands. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little.
Maldar from 1974, Midnight at the Oasis here on Radio 9. Happy birthday to Doc Severinsen. We heard from Doc Severinsen earlier in the show, or at least from his band. And Captain Jack called 412-385-7450 to let us know that Doc Severinsen turned 95 on Thursday. Coming up in a couple of minutes, there's an old saying that bad artists plagiarize, great artists steal. When it came to TV theme songs in the 70s and 80s, Mike Post might have been one of the greatest TV theme song composers in America in the 70s and 80s. Practically every big hit show that you remember probably had a Mike Post theme. But which song did he plagiarize for one of his most famous theme songs? And I'll give you a little hint here.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
We're going to talk about this in just a moment or two, so stay tuned. These are the Four Tops on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport.
Just your picture behind, and I kissed it goodbye.
always more music.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I love you more and I love you, share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you'd see how much you send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I run to love and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah.
For the Honeycombs on Radio 9. We're going to talk about Mike Post's blatant theft and fraud. Fraud, ladies and gentlemen. In just a moment, here's the theme from the Rockford Files. was a number 10 song for Mike Post. The theme from the Rockford Files. On Radio 9,
Jay Thurber.
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Basically, if you ever watch TV in the United States, you have heard some of Mike Post's music. He has written theme songs to shows such as Blossom, The Commish, Doogie Howser, M.D., Riptide, Law & Order, Magnum P.I., News Radio, Wise Guy, Hardcastle and McCormick, NYPD Blue, Quantum Leap, Hill Street Blues, did I mention that already? And, of course, the A-Team, which you hear in the background, but according to MeTV, when Mike Post sat down to write the theme song, they decided they needed something that sounded very military, but they also needed it to sound very 60s because it was about a bunch of Vietnam War veterans and Vietnam War commandos, and they said, we need something in the middle. So Mike Post said, we need something very 60s. Why don't we rip off a famous 60s song? And so that's what they did. They ripped off the guitar riff that begins Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. And you won't be able to hear the A-Team theme song or Sunshine of Your Love again in the same way.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling.
Been waiting so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love, the light shining through on you.
Yes, I'm.
that was not the theme to the A-Team. That was Cream with Sunshine of Your Love. But according to MeTV, Mike Post admits he ripped off the guitar riff in the middle of the A-Team theme from Sunshine of Your Love. So there's useless information from your king of useless information, Jay Thurber. More music after this.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take, you would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit readypa.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Jay Thurber!
Music!
Day on Radio 9, 254, winding down this installment of the show. 6 minutes to go until the hour of 3 o'clock on Saturday. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien over most of these same frequencies. You may have seen them on Jimmy Kimmel Live where they ripped the roof off the dump. We've got new music from Turnstile coming up. In fact, it's the song that they played on Jimmy Kimmel. That's coming up right after we take care of sports and weather.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Zach Thompson expected to get the call to the mound here in just a little while as the Pittsburgh Pirates take on the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee. Game time is 4-10. Last night it was the Brewers over the Pirates by a score of 4-3. The Astros beat the A's 8-3. Padres over the Giants 6-3. Rockies over the Diamondbacks 6-5. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-3 last night. Right now, the White Sox playing the Tigers in the bottom of the second. The White Sox leading by a score of 3-0, and the Cards playing the Phillies at this hour. That game is scoreless in the third inning. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were elected Friday to start in the July 19th All-Star Game, along with Mookie Betts and Trey Turner of the L.A. Dodgers, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, and Ronald Acuna Jr. of the World Series champion Atlanta Braves were elected from the first round of balloting as the top vote-getters in their leagues. Baseball legends Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera also will be part of the respective National League and American League rosters for the 2022 All-Star Game. They were selected by the commissioner's office. Pujols is Major League Baseball's oldest active player. He's 42. and Slovakian forward Juraj. I have no idea. Slavkovsky, the MVP of the 2022 Winter Games, was the number one overall pick in the 2022 NHL Draft. Also chosen in the top five selection, Simon Nemec, Logan Cooley, Shane Wright, and Cutter Gauthier. Cheers erupted from the crowd on day two of the draft when the LA Kings announced they were taking Jack Hughes with the 51st pick. That's the cheers were because Jack Hughes is the son of the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, and that's where the draft was being held. Kent Hughes greeted his son on the draft floor and gave him a big hug. And Elena, I'm doing this again, huh? Rybakina made history as Kazakhstan's first Grand Slam winner with a Wimbledon singles final victory today over Tunisian Ons Jabeur at London at Wimbledon. The Moscow resident switched from the Russian to Kazakhstan Tennis Federation in 2018. She was allowed to play in the tournament despite the organizer's ban on Russia and Belarus's Russian players due to the invasion of Ukraine. And I should stop now.
Steel City weather.
Mostly cloudy for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 83. Cloudy overnight with the possible sound of trains and a low of 60. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 84. Monday, sunny skies, 89. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, sunny and hot with more trains and a high of 90. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 84 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler, 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland. 83 at WRCT with new music from Turnstile to close out today's show.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
I am Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Join me next Saturday afternoon at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. That was new music from Turnstile on Radio 9. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next. Goodbye! Goodbye!
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
'Cause there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, babe, and if that ain't enough, I might just change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made late today. There'll be some changes made. Change the weather, change the scene. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be so different, and my talk won't be the same. Nothing about me is gonna be the same.